Well, happy Sunday, Redeemed Church. It's Pastor Steve. God bless you. We're getting together for yet another internet-only service. Praise the Lord. Why don't somebody just say praise the Lord just at the top of your voice? Just say praise the Lord. Amen. We are so thankful to you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to gather together in our homes. Maybe you're listening in your automobile. Maybe you're jogging or going for a walk and you've got your iPhone plugged in and your earpiece in. We just thank you, Jesus, that there's no time or no space in the Spirit. And we give you all the praise and glory for bringing us together today. Somebody just shout, hallelujah! Praise the Lord. He is so good. Well, we always love to start off with some praise, and we just did, didn't we? But one of the things I just wanted to reiterate is how grateful I am for the godly leaders in our nation. Amen. And we're praying for all of our leaders, whether they serve God or not, whether they believe in God or not, whether they love God's word and love church or not. Amen. And, you know, I just love that President Trump got up this week and made such a bold statement about getting back to church. Amen. And I know so many believers across the nation are just shouting hallelujah, amen to that. Praise the Lord. And, you know, as we're moving towards being able to gather together again, church, just keep praying, keep believing, keep confessing faith that that we will be able to get there again. Amen? And we will. And it reminds me of a John Wayne movie that the boys and I were watching this weekend. And the John Wayne quote that I got from that was, he told his guys, we got to keep grinding and keep praying. Amen. So church, we just got to keep grinding, keep believing, and keep praying and keep praising, and we will be together soon. Amen. And praise the Lord, there may possibly be a scenario where other churches may be able to start meeting actually before us. We don't know. I'm just giving you a possible scenario. And the reason being is that we gather in a hotel, and so we don't have our own church building to just jump on and go move back into. Amen. So the hotel may have different things they have to do before they can have a gathering. Same with churches that are meeting in schools. And, you know, there's a number of different possible scenarios. But praise God, church, we're moving that direction, and it's going to be sooner than later. Amen? So let's just keep standing. Somebody say, keep grinding and keep praying. Thus saith the prophet John Wayne. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also on this holiday weekend, I just want to salute our troops. If you're out there and you're a veteran or actively serving, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. We pray for you and your families, and we just praise the Lord, and we honor you today for your service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's begin with our statement of faith like we always do here at Redeemed Church. Say this after me. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I walk by faith and not by sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, walking in faith and victory. I am called, anointed, and chosen, favored, blessed, and loved. I'm the head and not the tail, not beneath but above. I'm a child of God, and God loves me. Now, tell somebody in your house or post or text or email, God loves you, to somebody. Send them, you can even send them the way to check in with this website, or if you're watching us, obviously on our website, redeemed-church.org, give them a contact so they know a place they can come and plug in and be encouraged in their faith. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together, church. Now, while you're hearing these recorded worship songs, Pastor Shelley's leading us, just enter into worship. Amen. Lift your hands, dance around your house, lift your voice. Let's worship God together. Amen.
I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I got joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy. I've got your joy. Joy from the moment my feet hit the floor.
Praise, praise the Lord. Church, just lift your hands and welcome the presence of the Holy Ghost in your house. Just receive, just say, Father God, I receive the Holy Ghost. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive the Spirit of love. I receive the Spirit of faith. I receive the Spirit of wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. If there's a place in your body where you have pain, if you've been sick, just lay hands on your head or on that place in your body where there's been pain and just say, I receive my healing today in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is healing hearts today, healing lungs, healing backs, healing joints, healing ligaments and bones. Just say, I receive my healing today. He's healing blood sugar levels in Jesus' name. Just say, God, I receive it. He's healing COVID today. Just say, Father, thank you for being my healer in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen, which means so be it. I'll take it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to receive our offering as we have been, in this, the way we've been having church, we've just been allowing you to go ahead and mail in your tithes and offerings. So on our website, you can click onto it, and there's a give page there that you can see, and it will give you the address of the church, and you can mail your tithes and offerings in. Amen. So just take a look at that and click on it. It'll give you the directions that you need for your giving. But I wanted to focus on a scripture out of Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 20. We'll start in 23, go through 25. It says this, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters yet increases more. There is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Say that last part again. He who waters will also be watered himself. Amen. Don't you know, church, we have a God of great prosperity, a God of great blessing. There is no lack in heaven, no shortage in heaven. They're not shutting things down in heaven. Amen. There's no, stay in your mansion and stay well notices in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Heaven is a wonderful place, and God is a wonderful God, and He is all about bringing heaven to earth. Amen. If you don't believe that, just read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the end of the book of Revelation, and you'll see the holy city coming down out of heaven, out of glory, landing on planet earth. Amen. He's moving here, church. Amen. We're going to be in heaven too, yes, but God is also going to renew and restore and heal this planet. Praise God. It may seem like we're on planet Titanic, and these are end times. There is a devil out there stealing and killing and destroying and lying and cheating and, doing everything he does. But you and me, church, we're believers. In times like this, we don't back off on our faith. We press in faith. Amen? And I love that verse that says, in verse 25 there, Proverbs 11, the righteous soul will be made rich. The righteous soul will be made rich. Now, in Jesus Christ, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it's okay for you to walk around saying, I'm rich. Amen. My daddy's rich. My heavenly father's rich. Just call me Richie. Amen. But I love that second part of the verse. It says, and he who waters will also be watered himself. And church, that is just exactly what you and me have been doing these past 10, 11 weeks. Amen. We've been busier than ever. We haven't backed off a bit. Amen. Our devotional that we've been putting out, guys, we put that out with the heart of ministering to you, of blessing you, encouraging you. And, you know, our congregation size is not a massive number right now. In faith it is, amen. But church, I just checked the numbers, and we've had nearly 900 watches of those devotional messages. Way to go, church. Amen. You're watering, you're encouraging people. Amen. The coats that we just sent out over the past couple weeks. Remember the miracle of all the coats that we received from a business partner. Amen. And we sent those off to Romania this past week, and they're receiving them. They're arriving and being ready to be used and be put into practice over there where they're needed. Way to go, church. Amen. Sowing. Amen. Watering someone, encouraging someone. And then, church, we started a radio broadcast. Every Sunday, 9:30 a.m. on 1330 a.m., we have a radio broadcast, the Redeemed Life radio broadcast. Why? To encourage people to get into their houses, to get into their radio. They might be driving up I-5 and just pick it up for an hour while they're driving through, you know, on their way to Seattle or Canada or California or whatever, right? We're encouraging people, church. Amen. And then this today, at the time of this recording, it's Saturday evening, May 23rd. Today, church, we put an ad came out today in the Colombian newspaper, and it says, there's always hope in Jesus, in big letters, and then our church logo at the bottom and some information there about the church. Why did we do that? Well, because I walked into a business establishment a couple weeks ago and saw bad news, discouraging news, amen, on the headline, and started thinking, what can we do? Well, I tell you what we can do. We can tell some good news, amen? So, and I love that it was put right next to the sports section. You open up to the sports section, and the whole full page on the opposite side is, there's always hope in Jesus. What are we doing? We're encouraging people, church. We're watering. Amen. We're pointing somebody toward the light. Hallelujah. And I am so excited about it. I just can hardly stand it. Amen. And what are you expecting out of all that? Still, we're expecting harvest. Amen. But some of the harvest that we see, we may see it. Some we may never see. But that don't matter. We're watering. We're planting. We're encouraging. And don't you know, in times like this, when it can seem like we ourselves are dealing with discouragement, you know, confinement, stay in your house, have to wear a mask when you go into certain stores, you know, have to stay 6 feet apart from people. We're honoring what our leaders are asking and what we need to do. And that can become discouraging, depressing, you know. But what do you do? What we do in times like that is we encourage somebody. We reach out and encourage somebody. Amen. So be encouraged, church. And I love the Word of God reminds us to be encouraging ourselves, praying in the Holy Ghost, building ourselves up in our most holy faith, plugging into the Word ourselves. Amen. And just a marvelous thing that God has done these past 10, 11 weeks, church. And we're going to keep doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your continued tithes and offerings, and may God bless you for it. Father, in Jesus' name, just say, I believe I receive the blessing of God on my tithes and my offerings. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen and amen. And again, you can just click on the give button on our redeem-church.org website, and it'll have information on where to mail your tithes and offerings. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's pray over today's message. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to us today. Make us sensitive, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory for your words to us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. Well, today I want to title this message, The State of Our Union. The State of Our Union. And you know, I love our country. I love America. I love the United States. I just love this time of year, kind of between Memorial Day and 4th of July, is one of my favorite times of the year. Yes, the weather's getting nicer. Summer's coming, you know. Barbecuing. I'll guarantee you I'm going to be barbecuing more than once this weekend. Amen. Praise God. But I just love our country. I love the spirit of freedom. Amen. I love the roots of our nation. Amen. And as I was, you know, working this week and driving around, that phrase, the state of our union, kept coming. You know, you've heard the State of the Union address that the president makes every year. And our foundation text is Psalm 33, verse 12. And it says this, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Let's say that three times together. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And it finishes by saying, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. I mean, are there any questions there? Is there anything, how Miss Gloria Copeland says it, what about that do you not understand? Amen. Sometimes you want to grab certain leaders by the scruff of the neck and just say, what part of this verse do you not understand? Well, the simple truth is not everybody believes. Not everybody is born again. Not everybody draws a connection between their faith and what they do for a living. Amen. We have a lot of leaders on both parties, amen, that will separate their job from their faith. Amen. And there's no union there, is the point. There's no union between my job and my faith. Well, church, I'll tell you what, that's not okay with God. That's not okay. Amen. Especially when you're doing those types of jobs, leadership jobs, you know, politics kind of job, any type of job. Amen. You can't be a parent outside and just lay your faith aside. You can't be a husband or a wife and just lay your faith aside. I can't operate in pest control and just lay in sales, hello, and lay my faith aside, right? Amen. We ought not be doing anything outside of our union with Jesus. Amen. And all the more as a nation, if we're doing it, you know, in our homes, if we're doing it individually, if we're doing it, hello, in the church. It's amazing how many, even people in the ministry, will say, yeah, that's what the word says, but I got a job to do. Somebody say, yikes, who's flying this plane? Amen. Right? Hallelujah. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman. Blessed is the family whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the business whose God is the Lord. Somebody say, my God is the Lord. Amen. I want to share with you several quotes from different presidents of our country from over the years. The first one says this, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." That's from George Washington. I would say credible source. Amen. Is that still true today, church? Some would say, that was George, years ago. Oh, no, the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Here's another one. "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus." That's from John Adams. Somebody say hallelujah, right? Here's another one. The future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. James Madison. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Here's another one. The rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. John F. Kennedy. Somebody say praise the Lord, right? And then here's the last one we'll look at today. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Ronald Reagan said that. Somebody say thank you, Lord, for godly leaders. I know our current president, Mr. Trump, he said things like, I want to be known as the president that prayed the most. Glory to God. Glory to God, church. Amen. We need to be praying for our leaders, no matter who they are, whether they're Democrat, Republican, Demopublican. We need to be lifting them up and praying for them, praying for their families, praying for their health, praying for them to know God. Amen. Because time is short and the situation is very serious. Amen. And we need to be lifting them up in prayer, not tearing them down with our criticisms, not tearing them down with their private lives. Amen. They got tough jobs. I know some of it looks bizarre. Amen. No question. And justice will prevail. God will correct and bring correction. But it ain't my business to get on somebody and get out there and tear them down. Amen. And just poke fun at them. And you know what I'm saying? We have to be above those things, church. Walk in love, live by faith, pray for them, and vote, church. Vote. Somebody say, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote God's word. Amen. I'm going to vote God's word. I've met, a few years ago, I met an ex-governor of Oregon, and I was doing a job at his property. And, you know, I didn't vote for him. He doesn't line up with a lot of things that where I see the Bible says. And, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But I shook his hand and I said, thank you, sir, for your service to the state of Oregon. What is that? That's called honor. Okay. I just don't understand how people can take our president currently, for example, and so publicly ridicule him. Hello. Right. Respect the office. Even when people talk about, presidents before maybe I didn't vote for, like Obama or whatever, I get really uneasy when people start, even people with our governor right now, Mr. Inslee, I just don't get comfortable when people start railing people in front of me. I'm supposed to be praying for that man, praying for that woman. Amen. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We pray and we vote. We vote and we pray. And sometimes we just got to turn off the news, turn off the radio. Amen. Turn the dial. Listen to some word. Listen to some praise music because you start getting mad listening to that stuff. Amen. God will work it out. Somebody say, God will work it out. And guess what? You and me, we don't know everything. He does. Somebody say, He does. Amen. He'll do a lot more with my prayers than with my criticisms. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, I want to look at this phrase, the state of our union. And in this time between Memorial Day and 4th of July, I just like to look at some numbers. Amen. And this next part will be a little somber and so forth because we're going to look at death numbers. There's been a lot of death over the years from U.S. Involvements in wars and so forth. 1.4 million, actually, I'll just tell you the exact number. In our U.S. wars that I looked at online, and it says 1,433,136 soldiers lost their lives in wars that the U.S. has been involved in, including the Civil War, which is the most. What an awful thing war is. Amen. Nobody likes war. Amen. The Civil War, one of the most awful war, 750,000 Americans on both sides, Confederate and Union, right? And the second most was World War II, 405,399 soldiers. We honor them today. I want to just have a moment of silence right now for all the soldiers that gave their lives for our nation. Thank you. Just somebody say, thank you, Father, for such men and women that serve our nation so willingly and voluntarily. I know many over the years were drafted. And God, we honor their souls right now. We honor their memory. We honor their families. We thank you for their lives, God, today. We remember them. We salute them. We honor them. And we pledge our lives to continue the fight for freedom in this nation. This nation will not be lost. Their blood will not be shed in vain. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to look at a few other items here in terms of death rates, because, you know, that's those are war totals, vital and important and somber, amen? But there's other things that are currently killing Americans. In our U.S. mortality rates, the top two things that are killing Americans are heart disease and cancer. Heart disease, I believe these numbers are through 2017, or they're 2017 numbers, 647,467 people died of heart disease in 2017. Cancer, 599,108 Americans died of cancer in 2017. I mean, those are heavy numbers, man. Amen. And this is why, church, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't come at you that there's no hope. We put an ad in the paper that says there's always hope in Jesus. And don't you know, church, the glorious thing is, even if someone does die, if they're born again, man, they just go right on into heaven. Glory to God forevermore. But we want to be believing for God to heal people, to do miracles. We lay hands on the sick and they recover. Somebody comes into our service and they have a disease, they've got a health issue. We're believing God to heal the sick. Why? Because that's who He is. Somebody say praise the Lord. But if we're not preaching healing, we're not going to see healing. If we're not teaching healing, we're not going to see healing. Amen? Somebody say, Jesus is my healer. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I lay hands on the sick and they recover. Hallelujah. Well, this COVID virus, and this is up through today, up through the 23rd of May, and it said this, 97,249 Americans, guys, have died of COVID. And they estimate the flu is generally between 25 and 60 some thousand a year that die of the flu. This is a serious matter, we all know, all right? And we're thanking God that things are improving. In Jesus' name, but these are just the facts. This is a plague, man. 100,000 Americans almost have died from this thing. And worldwide, 340,000 people have died of COVID to date as of May 23rd. Come on, church. Come on, church. Somebody say, stir yourself up. Praise God for all the people that are recovering in full. And praise God in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, we put our foot on the neck of this COVID virus devil. And we declare you powerless against our nation, powerless against our families. We apply the blood over the doorposts of our households and we say, no, you will not enter in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare healing for people with this virus in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we break the power off of our nation. And I heard a preacher preach this or teach this a couple weeks ago, the three prongs of it. the prong of the thing itself. Then there's the prong of fear. We break the power of fear in the name of Jesus off of our nation. Hallelujah. And the financial side of it. We break the power of it off of our economy. We call our nation strong. Amen. Just again, that scripture we read, that he who waters will himself be water. America has always been a blessing to the world. Amen. God will honor his promises to our nation. Somebody say amen. Another number we need to look at, church, is the abortion numbers. You know, talking about the Civil War being the worst war in the history of our nation. Well, guys, obviously, we are in a civil war of values and beliefs. We've been in that for a long time in this nation. And abortion is probably the top of the, you know, the food chain, if you want to call it, of that thing, right? It says this, the consequences of Roe v. Wade, 61,628,584 total abortions since 1973. And this is, again, through 2017. I mean, have you ever heard the scripture, you will reap what you sow? If America is approving the legalized murder of 61,628,584, not fetuses, but unborn babies since 1973, and that's only up through 2017, and we wonder why a plague came on our nation. We wonder why storms come through. We wonder why school shootings, attacks on our economy. This kind of stuff opens the door to the devil. So what the church is out to do is preach the gospel and remind ourselves, church, that you and me are the untouchables in God. We're under the blood. Read, you know, in Exodus, they talked about the children of Israel lived in the land of Goshen, and there was light. Where there was darkness in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. So don't you get caught in to the trap of, well, we're all gonna be affected by this. No, the Lord told me before this thing came, he said, this will not affect you. And it hasn't. I had about 6 days off from work, and that was it. I'm back. I've been working, been busier than ever, selling more than ever, healthy. No one's been sick. But I'll tell you what, guys, we have to take a stand. We cannot let up on our stand against abortion. We cannot vote people into office. We cannot separate our union from God when we go to the voting booth because that guy or that girl lines up with, you know, the company I work for. Well, grandpa voted this way, so I'm... Grandpa probably wasn't voting for that back then, right? Somebody say no abortion. No, it's wrong. Some things have always been wrong, are still wrong, and always will be wrong. And that's certainly one of them. Murder is just downright wrong, especially of the most defenseless, you know, unborn child in the womb. That's why when a politician gets up there and tells me how much they care about me wearing masks and me protecting and me staying 6 feet apart and me not leaving my house. Well, Mr. Politician, Miss Politician, if you don't care enough to protect the most defenseless of Americans, why do I think you give a rip about me? Amen. And November is coming, Mr. or Miss Politician. And we preach and we vote. Amen. The other day I was doing a job at an apartment complex and it was being a woodpecker had caused damage and was living in a wall. And one of the tenants is threatening to sue and leave because the woodpecker is causing damage and making noise in the wall. Well, we couldn't deal with the woodpecker because the woodpecker is protected. It's tearing up a multi-$1,000 building, but we can't do anything about it because it's protected. Well, praise God, it's a cute little woodpecker. They might be endangered, whatever, I don't know. But to think that a woodpecker, church, has more rights than an unborn baby is just downright devilish. Downright devilish. Amen? Somebody say, we take a stand against abortion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, abortion numbers are decreasing. People are getting into office that are pro-God, pro-Bible. That's why it's important that we vote correctly, because in the next term of this presidency, another Supreme Court justice could be nominated that will be a pro-life Supreme Court justice. Extremely important, church. Extremely. That's why all this stuff that's happening is just the devil trying to shut it down, man. So the church, what do? We can't panic. We can't freak out. We keep preaching God's word. We keep praying. We keep praising. We keep pressing. Like John Wayne said, just keep grinding and keep praying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Well, as we close today's service, I want to share with you three things that the Lord spoke to me this past week. Amen. The first thing he told me is this: I'm going to clean the house. Somebody say, wow, I'm going to clean the house. I believe he's talking about the House of Representatives. Amen. And I choose to believe that means that many members of the House of Representatives are going to remember their faith in God and start living accordingly. They're going to come back to their union with Jesus and realize they can't separate their union with Jesus with what they do. Or it could also mean this: they're going to be replaced with someone who will. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, right? A Bible verse that supports this is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So let's not be all quick to jump on the House of Representatives. Let's start with our own house. Let's start. How about if I start with me? How about if I stay with him? Amen. How about if I come to my knees to God and say, Father, here I am, sir. Here I am, sir. Please add and subtract from me as you see fit. Father God, touch me, correct me. Lord, if there's anything that needs to be cleaned out of me, clean me up, sir. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands right now and say, Father, wash me. I receive my cleansing today. I receive my washing. And don't you know, he's cleaning his house, church. He's cleaning his church. He's cleaning his church up. Amen? Because you can't do surgery with a contaminated instrument. You can't do surgery with a contaminated scalpel. And the church has always been his scalpel. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here's another thing that he told me this week, church. This one rattled me just for a second, but you'll understand. He said, I'm pro-life and I'm pro-choice. Like, what? Well, hang on. Somebody say, hang on now. 2 Peter 3:9 says this: the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What he's saying is this, church. He's pro-life. He wants everybody to live forever in heaven with him. But he's also pro-choice. He is all about you deciding if you want to be there. He's pro-life. He wants me to come to heaven, and he's pro-choice. Steve, if you want to come to heaven, it's up to you, son. Will you put your faith in my son Jesus or not? Because you don't have to. Here it is, son. You're invited. I'd love you to come home to be with me in heaven someday, but I'm not going to make the choice for you. I'm pro you making the choice. He did not create humanity as a bunch of robots. You choose. I cannot choose for you, and you cannot choose for me. I can't choose for my kids. I can't choose for my wife. Your daddy, your mommy can't choose for you. Somebody say, I choose. I choose Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Glory to God forevermore. And then finally, he said this. What is the state of our union? Ephesians 6:10 says it this way. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. And this is the Amplified version. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, the strength which his boundless might provides. Oh, church, I cannot emphasize enough. Stay in union with him. I'm going to say it three more times. Stay in union with him. Stay in union with him. Stay in union with him. Stay in union with Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Well, how do I do that, Pastor Steve? You talk with him. You don't ignore him. You obey his voice. You do what he says. If you know you're doing something that he doesn't want you to do, stop doing it. If you know you're not doing something that he wants you to do, start doing it. Be in church. Right now it's church online, whatever. Amen. Listening to good teaching and preaching of God's word. Listening to good worship music. Spending time in prayer. Read and study your Bible. And do, somebody say, do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands and say, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus. I put my faith and my trust in him today. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to stay in union with you, to stay in fellowship with you, to hear what you say and to do what you say every single day. And I'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Shelly and I love you. And make sure you keep in touch with us by email for the time being. Redeemed-church.org is the website. You know, our email is redeemedfam@gmail.com. Just keep us posted on any prayer requests, praise reports. And I know, church, I know with confidence that we will be together again very soon. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.